questions. You're up, and then I'll make sure that each one who's got their hands up will get a shot.
Hi, I just wanted to acknowledge that, Commissioner Goodell, you said that you're working, it's a work in progress for safety in the NFL. And I'd just like to take that a step further and talk about the mental health safety of players, you know, given the tragedy that recently happened with Kansas City and several years ago, the Carruth matter. That really concerns me. I love this game. I grew up on it. And the mental health is real crucial that it be addressed. And so what are we doing about that?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. And we actually just this past summer announced an advanced program in this area that's led by Troy Vincent, who is another great player in the NFL. What we're doing is looking at the total health of a player. It's not just the physical health, it's the mental health. And one of the biggest challenges for all of us going through life is transitioning through life. And transitioning out of the game of football is very hard. Transitioning into the game is hard also, but you know, these guys would probably tell you it may be one of the hardest adjustments because you lose that structure, you lose the camaraderie that you have with these guys, and that's tough to replace. So we're trying to teach and provide resources so that people can make better choices and they can understand what their mental health is really as important, if not more important, than their physical health. And that's changing a lot. And there used to be a stigma with that. It used to be that, you know, people would shy away from counseling. I think that's changing an awful lot. And it's a positive change in my mind. And we're going to continue to foster that.
Who wants to do the last question? If you do, if your hand is up, stand up. Stand up if your hand is up. You're going to shout it out, and each one of them is going to take one of these. What would be your question?
Green Bay.
What's your question?
First of all, getting back to the stadium we talked about. I think it's great. The only concern that I have about Raider fans is that once we get a new stadium and what we do, it's going to be too big. We're not going to be able to afford to go to the game. It's going to be very expensive.
What's your question? My question's not great. What's your question?
Al Davis had.
Influence of Al Davis. What's your question?
How many times Howie Long sacked John Elway?
Too many. I'll answer that right now.
What's your question?
What do we do about rules that affect the game, like the elbow down, he throws the flag early? I mean, rules overrule reality. What's we do about that?
What's your question?
Okay. Each one of you pick whichever one you want.
It sounds like they all go right here.
Commissioner?
Well, I'll just take the last one. Is it a possibility? That's up to the two teams. When we helped fund and we put $200 million into the 49ers new stadium, it was a requirement that it was capable of hosting two teams, and it is that. So ultimately, that'll be a decision of whether that's this community and the Raiders organization, Mr. Davis's view. It's working out fine. I mean, it has its challenges. The question was, how's it working out in New York? It has its challenges because each team wants to play in its home stadium. So when you show up for a Jet game, it's green. When you show up for a Giant game, they don't want to see green. The fans don't want to see it. Nobody does. So that is actually one of the biggest challenges for us. But we're getting there, and they're hosting a Super Bowl next year.
Do you guys want to take any of the other questions?
I'll take the Al Davis part. Al was a great man, and Al gave his life to pro football and to the Oakland Raiders. And he influenced everyone's life that was ever a part of him or with him. And he's greatly missed.
And I'm going to ask the three of you as a final question. We had this in the owners' meeting when a woman said that she'd been a football fan for 10 years, went to every game, took her family to every game, but she would not let her son play. what would the three of you say, and there are moms in this audience right now, about their children wanting to play the game that you love so much?
You know, it's one of the reasons why I got into coaching high school football. I thought, you know, I can't help my kid with chemistry. You know, I do know how to hit people, and I do know how to protect myself. And I thought, who better to do that than me? And John and I have had this conversation a number of times about the importance of coaching and technique and how relevant it is in today's game. And I see it changing in terms of how coaches are coaching their players to hit, ward off defenders, run with the football, you name it, across the board. I felt like it was important enough that I wanted to take 8 years to coach all three of our boys. And I think it really comes back to coaching. You find a good coach, and I think it trickles down. The NFL has a tremendous impact at every level, college, high school, Pop Warner, and what they see on TV, they emulate. As John Elway mentioned, the game has gotten so big, and 24-hour coverage has turned into the Truman Show. The NFL Network, the Combine, this. These kids are so easily impacted, and as are the coaches, and I think the coaches bear a great responsibility. So find a good coach. If you find a good coach and the game's taught well, you know, as John mentioned, you're going to have injuries in football. That's a reality. But if you coach properly, you're okay.
Yeah, I was watching YouTube, and I saw this young girl, and this young girl on YouTube was breaking people off. And she was phenomenal. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? Look at that young girl go. And to me, as a parent, if my daughter could do what she could do, I'd let her play. The reason why, again, I think Howie touched on it, it's a lot of it's coaching. A lot of it is wearing the proper equipment. A lot of it is getting yourself conditioned to do the right thing. And a lot of it is understanding how to take care of yourself. And I think the hard part is that you're going to have a moment, and we've seen them over the years where those moments are devastating. I've seen the moments in basketball when they were devastating. I've seen the moments in baseball where they're devastating. And so in every sport comes a time where you can have a consequence. No one would want to get hit with a fastball to the head, and it's happened before. And so in all sports, we have, you know, challenges. But we have to find a way to continue to educate, and we got to find a way to advocate to make sure our kids understand that we can play this game safer. And by the way, young man, I hope you're playing this game. I'm glad you're playing this game, and it's a great game. It's a great game for a lot of other reasons than just playing football and hitting someone. And so for all of us, I think that that's what we have to be mindful of. And again, it's a great game, but I think we have to continue to find ways to better the game and find ways to make it safer.
Well, first of all, I would say I let my son play, and I would want my grandkids to play, and I want their kids to play. Number one, because I think the game is heading in the right directions as far as safety. But I will say this too, is that not only is the game a great game, but I think what you learn playing the game of football, what you learn in a locker room, what you learn about working with people and working towards one single goal, I think those social things that you learn during the game, you can't learn anywhere else. And those things, because we know football is not going to last forever for any of us. I was lucky to play till I was 38 years old, so that's a long time being a quarterback. But retiring at 38, there's a lot of life left. And I want to tell you the thing that I learned in the game as far as working with people and finding out what people are back and being in that locker room, those things helped me as much as the things that helped me between the lines when I was out there competing on Sunday afternoons. And so I would say the growth and the game of football is great, but just as great as how you learn socially within those settings of working with teammates and working for one goal and how that can help you later on in life.
Commissioner, allow me to turn it back to you for any final words for the Oakland fans tonight.
Well, I guess I'd just say thank you. This game is about the great players and coaches, but it's also about the fans, and it wouldn't be the same without what you guys do and how you support our game. And your perspective, your point of view is important. I know there are three or four of you didn't get your questions answered, and I'll be happy to answer them afterwards. But what you guys think about the game is very important to us, and we're going to make sure that we continue to do what we can to make it safer and better.
Please thank the legends of football.